This is Rich Wyeth, and with me today is Captain Stuart Ball of Joint Helicopter Support Squadron based at Odium, RF Odium. And he is here to talk about a bit of a golf endurance challenge that he's going to start on the 2nd of July and also hopefully setting a new world record, not just endurance challenge. So Stuart, a golf endurance challenge. Tell us more about this.
It's a bit of a strange challenge, really. I looked to do a charity event this year, and I wanted to do something arduous, both physically and mentally, but I also wanted to do something a little bit different. Everyone runs marathons and everyone climbs mountains, and I came up with an endurance golf challenge, which basically involves me playing up to about 450 holes of golf in 5 days, which is equivalent to about 160 miles on a golf course, about 2,500-3,000 golf swings. Hopefully the less the better. It's going to be a hell of a challenge, really.
It certainly is. So are you actually a keen golfer yourself then?
I am, but I only got back into golf this year. I was out in Afghan last year. I hadn't played golf for about 5 years. I saw Darren Clark win the Open. When I got back, I thought, I'm going to get back into golf. So got back into it this year, and then came up with this crazy challenge a few weeks ago on the back of a piece of paper on a Sunday evening, and it's sort of grown from there.
Yeah, absolutely, because it is a unique challenge. I've never heard of a golf endurance challenge before, and also you're hoping to set it as a world record too.
Well, that's correct, yeah. The Guinness World Records are going through their process to make sure that it is going to be a world record, but it's looking very likely that it will be a new world record for the most golf played in 5 days.
Wow. Now, as well as setting this challenge, you're doing it for some charity as well, Help for Heroes, and also the other charity you're doing. It's one that not many people have heard about, and that's the Scotty's Little Soldiers. So tell us more about that one.
That's right. Scotty's Little Soldiers has become a bit of a passion of mine since finding out about the charity. The charity was set up 2 years ago by a lady called Nicola Scott. Nicola Scott is the widow of Corporal Lee Scott, who sadly was killed in 2009 of the Royal Tank Regiment. The charity is all about looking after the children of the fallen. And basically what it does is it puts on events, it organises tickets, it tries to create new memories for the family so that they can come together and they can get through what is an incredibly difficult time. I've got two young children myself, and so it instantly hit a chord with me as to being a charity that not only needs sort of financial support, but also needs to be the awareness needs to be raised across the forces, because it's a cracking little charity and it does so much for the children.
Now, it said you're doing over 5 days this challenge on the golf courses, and that. So where are you actually doing all this?
Well, I start on Monday at a place called Cams Hall Estate, which is down near Portsmouth in Fareham. I then, on the Tuesday, I move up to South Winchester, and then on the Wednesday, I move to Sherfield Oaks, which is my sort of local golf course near RAF Odium at Basingstoke. Then I move to a place called Blue Mountain, which is near Bracknell, and I finish at Hampton Court Palace on a golf course on the Friday, which will be a welcome day, I think, by then.
Absolutely. And how many rounds of golf are you doing per day then?
It works out at five rounds of golf per day, minimum. And I will try, if I can, to push on and sort of fit in a sixth on certain days.
Oh, wow. It is definitely a challenge, because I know I've been around the golf course years ago myself and my feet were killing me by the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a tough one. But to be honest, the focus of the charities will just carry me through regardless.
Absolutely. Now, tell us about how someone can sponsor you.
Well, there's a couple of ways that you can sponsor me. You can go online. I have my sort of Just Giving site and a Be My Charity site, which I think we'll be able to sort of get onto the website or whatnot, the details. And the other way is to text. You can text donate to me through the site. So, and the way to do that is if you text CARE13 with a value up to £10 to 770, and that money will go through to the charities. And that's probably the easiest way for people to donate.
All right, fantastic. Well, Stuart, we wish you all the best with it. Let's hope you raise lots of money, and good luck with the challenge.
Thank you very much, Richard. Thanks.
This is Rich Wyeth, having a chat with Captain Stuart Ball of Joint Helicopter Support Squadron about a golf endurance challenge for charity.